Shlishi. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe ve'el Aharon lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe to say to Aharon, saying, Ish al digloi, each person according to his degel, ve'oisois leveis avoisom, according to the signs of their father's house, yachanu b'nei Yisrael, the b'nei Yisrael should camp. What does the pasuk mean by saying, Ish al digloi, ve'oisois leveis avoisom? Rashi offers two pshatim. Rashi's first pshat is that each shevet had a flag, and each flag had the color that was the same color of that shevet stone in the Choshen. Because there were 12 stones in the Choshen, and each stone had a name of a shevet on the stone. Each stone also had a different color. It was a different stone for each shevet. The pasuk is saying that the color of the shevet's flag resembled the color of that shevet stone in the Choshen. And this is what the pasuk is saying. Ish al digloi, each shevet according to its flag. What color was the flag? The same color as their father's stone in the Choshen. Rashi's second pshat is that the way the Yidden camped in the Midbar, the order, the way they camped around the Mishkan, resembled the way Yaakov's sons carried his coffin from Mitzrayim to Canaan. And the pasuk is saying like this, Ish al digloi, each shevet according to its position around the Mishkan, that came about by the signs that their father Yaakov gave them, which means the way Yaakov told the Shvatim to carry him from Mitzrayim to Canaan, three Shvatim on each side, this was the way the Yidden camped around the Mishkan. Mineged, at a distance, as Rashi explains that the Yidden camped at a distance of 1 mil away from the Mishkan, the reason is that this way Klal Yisrael was able to come to the Mishkan where Moshe and Aharon lived on Shabbos, and they would not be over the Isser of going out of the Tchum, because they were only a mil, 2,000 Amos, away from the Mishkan. Saviv lo'el moed yachanu, around the oil moed they will camp. Now the pasuk tells us how the Yidden camped around the Mishkan. V'achoynim keidma mizrocha, and the one who camped in the front on the east side, Degel Machane Yehuda letzivoysam, the flag and the division of the camp of Yehuda according to their troops. The Nasi Levnei Yehuda, the Nasi of Yehuda was Nachshon ben Aminadab. Utzivoy and its army, Ufukudehem, and their counted ones were Arbo'o, Vishivim, Eleth, Vishesh Meos, 74,600. So the pasuk is now going to repeat by each and every Shevet their total number, and also who the Nasi of the Shevet was. And we have to know why this has to be repeated, since we already learned this earlier in the previous parak. V'hachoynim olav, and the ones who camped near Yehuda were Mati Yisachar, the Shevet of Yisachar, the Nasi of Yisachar, Netzanel ben Tzuar, the Nasi of Yisachar was Netzanel ben Tzuar, Utzva'oi, and its army, Ufakudav, and its counted ones were Arbo v'chamishim elef v'arba meyois, 54,400 for Shevet Yisachar. Mate Zevulun, and Shevet Zevulun was near Yisachar, the Nasi Levnei Zevulun, Eliyav ben Cheloin, the Nasi of Zevulun was Eliyav ben Chelon, Utzvoy Ufukudav, Shiva v'chamishim elef v'arba meyos, and its total number was 57,400. Kol ha'pekudim l'machan Yehuda, the total counted ones for the whole camp of Yehuda was Ma'as elef u'shmoinim elef v'sheshes alofim v'arba meyos l'tzivoysam, 186,400. That was the total of Machane Yehuda, which consisted of Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Yisachar, and Shevet Zevulun. Rishoni Yiso, they traveled first, which means, as the Sifsei Chum explains, they prepared to travel first. Rashi tells us that when Shevet Yehuda saw the Onon moving off the Mishkan, and they heard the Kohanim blowing with the Chatzotrois with the trumpets, they knew it was time to travel, and they prepared to travel at that point. There is a machlokes in the Gemara how the Yidden traveled. Did they travel Keteva in a box formation, which means the Mishkan in the middle and all the Shvatim around the way they camped? Or did they travel Kekaira like a beam in a straight line? We will see more about this Machloikis further on in this Parsha and also in Parshas Bahaloischo. Balaturim is Medayik. Why does the Pasuk say by Zvulun, Mate Zvulun, and not Umate Zvulun? If you look further, by every third Shevet of the group, it always says it with a Vav. Umate God, Umate Binyamin, Umate Naphtali. So why by Zvulun is the Vav left out? And Balaturim answers, because if it would say Umate Zvulun, people might think that Zvulun was secondary to Yisachar, because Umate means and also Shevet Zvulun. But the truth is that Shevet Zvulun is equal to Yisachar, since they supported Yisachar. That is why the pasuk says mate and not umate, not to lead people to think that Zvulun was secondary. And the pasuk continues, Tegel machane Reuven te marlo tzivoysam. Then came the division of the camp of Reuven in the south according to their troops. V'nasi livnei Reuven elitzu ben shdeir. The nasi of Reuven was elitzu ben shdeir. Utzvoi ufukudav shisha v'arboim elef v'chamesh meos. Their totals were 46,500. And the one who camped near Reuben was Shevet Shimon. Their total was 59,300. And then came Shevet God. Their total number was 45,650. All the counted ones, Lamachane Reuven, for the whole camp of Reuven, which consisted of Reuven, Shimon, and Gad, was Ma'as Eleth, Ve'echod, Vachamishim Eleth, Va'arbameis Vachamishim. 151,450, Litzavosim, according to their troops, Ushniyam Yisau, and they traveled second. After Degel Machane Yehuda came the Degel of Machane Reuven. Ramban asks that we see in Pasuk Yudalad, the Nasi of Shevet Gad was called El Yosef ben Reuel with a resh. And earlier in Perik Aleph, Pasuk Yudalad, it calls the Nasi of Gad El Yosef ben Deuel with a Dalad. Ramban says that this is not an issue because the Torah sometimes interchanges letters if the meaning is pretty close to being the same. And since Deuel comes from the word Da Kael, that he was the person who knew Hashem, and Reuel comes from the meaning Ryan Liboy Lokel, his heart's thoughts are to Hashem. Therefore, it can be interchangeable, and Reuel and Deuel are the same. And after the camp of Yehuda and Reuven traveled, then the Mishkan, which was carried by the Leviim, traveled. The Nosa Oil Moed, and then the Oil Moed, the Mishkan traveled. Machane HaLeviim, the camp of the Leviim, Besecha Machanois, in the middle of the Machanois. The pshat in Besoich HaMachanois depends how you learn in the Machloikis Keteva Hoyanoisim or Kikaira. Did they travel like a box formation or in a row? If you learn that they traveled like a box, then Besoich HaMachanois literally means in the middle of the Machanois. Because since the Mishkan was in the middle, the Shvatim were all around, to the right, to the left, and to the front and the back. But if you learn that they traveled in a row, then Besoich HaMachanois means that the Machane of Yehuda and the Machane of Reuven were in the front, and behind them was the Machane of Ephraim and the Machane of Dan. Kasher Yachanu Ken Yisoh, the way they camped was the way they traveled. Ish al yodoi, each person according to his place, l'deglehem, according to their flag. What does it mean, Kasher Yachanu Ken Yisoh? The Manda Omar that says Keteva Hayu Noisim, that they traveled like a box formation, the Makar of his halacha is based upon this pasuk, Kasher Yachanu, the way they camped, which everybody agrees was in a box formation surrounding the Mishkan, Ken Yisoh, so they travel in the same formation in a box around the Mishkan. But the Man D'Omar that says Kikaira, that they went in a row, he learns that the pasuk means Kasher Yachanu, just like they camped Al Pi Hashem, only by the decree and the command of Hashem, Ken Yisoh, so too when they traveled, they would only travel Al Pi Hashem. And the pasuk continues, Degel Machne Ephraim. The Degel of the camp of Ephraim, Litzavosim, according to their troops, Yomo was in the west. The Nasi Livnei Ephraim, Elishama ben Amiur. The Nasi of Ephraim was Elishama ben Amiur. Utzavoi ufukudeyam arboim elef achamesh meos. Their totals were 40,500. V'olav mate Menashe, and camping next to Ephraim was Shevet Menashe. The Nasi Livnei Menashe, Gamliel ben Pedotzur. Utzavoi ufukudeyam shnayim ushloshim elef umasayim. Their total was 32,200. Umate Binyamin, and next to Menashe was Shevet Binyamin. V'nosi Levnei Binyamin Avidon Megidoni. Utzvoi Ufkudeyem Chamisho Shloshim Elef Abemeos. And their total number was 35,400. Kol HaPekudim, all the counted ones, Lemachane Ephraim, for the camp of Ephraim, which consisted of Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin. Ma'as Elev Ushmones Alofim Umeya Litzvoisam. 108,100. Ushlishim Yisoh, and they traveled third. Degel Machane Don Tzafoino Litzavoysam. Then came the Degel of the camp of Don, which camped in the north, according to their troops. V'nasi Levnei Don Achi Ezer Ben Amishadai. Utzvoi V'kudeyem Shnayim V'shishim Elef Ushva Meos. The total number of Don was 62,700. V'achoynamol of Mati Osher, camping next to Don was Shevet Osher. V'nosi levnei Osher, Pagiel ben Ochron. U'tzvoy v'kudeihem, echod v'arboim elef v'chamesh meos. And their total number was 41,500. U'mate Naftoli, and Shevet Naftoli was next to Osher. V'nosi levnei Naftoli, Achira ben Enon. U'tzvoy v'kudeihem, shloisha v'chamesh melef v'arba meos. And their total was 53,400. The total number of counted ones for the camp of Dan, which consisted of Dan, Asher, and Naphtali, Ma'as Elef, V'shiva, V'chamishim Elef, V'shesh, Me'os, was a total of 157,600. They traveled last according to their flags. And the Pasuk in Parshas Ba'aloscha says that since the Machane of Dan camped and traveled last, they were the Ma'asef L'chol HaMachanos, the ones that picked up anything that was lost from the other camps. These are the counted ones of the Bnei Yisrael according to their father's house. The total number of Klal Yisrael was 603,550. And the Mefarshim asks, why did the Torah have to repeat again the total sum of Klal Yisrael? Rabbeinu Bechaya answers that the reason to repeat this number is to tell us that even when they traveled, when they started to travel, they were still 603,550. Because the Yidden were counted on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And the first time they traveled was 20 days later on the 20th day of Iyar, as the Pasuk says in Parashas Ba'aloscha. So the Pasuk over here is telling us a Chiddush, that even 20 days later, their number was still the same, 603,550, and nobody died during those 20 days. The Halavim loy haspoke to Besoch Bnei Yisrael, and the Levim were not counted together with Klal Yisrael, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. And here too we have to know why the Pasuk has to repeat this, the Ayin B'Malbim who discusses this question. Vayasu Bnei Yisrael, and the Bnei Yisrael did, Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, like everything that Hashem commanded Moshe, Kein Chonu L'Digleihem, so they camped according to their flags, V'chein Nosa'u, and so they traveled, Ishlamish B'choisav, each person according to his family, Abes Avoisav, according to his father's house. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Zok Rashi Pasuk Beis, Ve'oisois, Kol Degel Yieloi Ois, every Degel, every flag had a sign, Mapa Tzvua Tluyaboy, a colored cloth which was attached to this Shevet. Tzivoy Shalzeh, Loike Tzivoy Shalzeh, the color of one flag was not the same as another. Tzeva kol echod, the color of each flag, kigavoin avnei hakvur b'choshen, like the color of that shaved stone in the choshen. Umitoich kach yaker kol echod es digloi. This way, each person was able to recognize his degel. According to this pshat, the pasuk reads, ba'oisois leves avoisam, the flags were according to the signs, which means the color, of their father's stone in the choshen. Davar acher, a second pshat, ba'oisois leves avoisam, means ba'ois, the sign Shemosol Lehem Yaakov Aviem Kishinasu Mitzrayim, according to the sign and according to the way that Yaakov told his children to carry his coffin when they carried him from Mitzrayim to Canaan. Shenema, like the pasuk says, V'yasu Bon of Loi Kein Kasher Tzivam, and his children did to him like he commanded them. His children, the Shvatim, carried him the way he commanded them to carry him. Yehuda Yisachar V'Zvulon Yisau Min Amizroch. Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun should carry his coffin on the east side. Ruvain, Vishimon, Vigad, Menadorum. Ruvain, Shimon, and God on the south side. Kideisa, Betanchuma, Beparshazu, like it says in the Medrash Tanchuma in this parsha. According to this pshat, the pasuk is saying, Ishal Digloi, Beoisais Leves Avoisam, according to the sign of the way their father, Yaakov, told them to carry his coffin, was the way they camped in the Midbar. The Maskil David asks that according to this second shot, the pasuk should have said be'ois leves avihem instead of be'oisois leves avoisam, because be'oisois means many signs, and according to this pshat, it was one sign which Yaakov their father gave them how to carry him. So it should have said be'ois, not be'oisois. And second of all, it should have said leves avihem to their father's house in the singular, one father, not leves avoisam to their many father's house. Because according to this pshat, we are referring to one father, Yaakov, who gave one sign to his children. Therefore, it should have said, Be'ois leves avihem. So asks the Maskil David. Zokrashi mineged, mirochek mil, at a distance of a mil, 2,000 amis. Like the pasuk says in Sefer Yehoshua, Ach rochak yeh beinechem uveinov kealpayim amo. The distance between you and the Oren should be 2,000 amos. And the reason for this is sheyuchlu lava b'Shabbos. So Klal Yisrael will be able to come to Moshe and Aharon on Shabbos to ask their shaylas and to learn with them, because Moshe the Aaron ubanav b'halavim, Moshe Aaron and his children and the levim chaynim b'samachloi, camped right near the Mishkan. So in order for the Bnei Yisrael to come to Moshe and Aharon on Shabbos, they had to be within 2,000 amos in order not to be over the tchum of Shabbos. Zokt Rashi Kedma, to the front, to the east. Lefonim, to the face, Hakuya Kedem, which is called the front. The Ezazu, which side is that? Ruach Mizrachis, the eastern side. Vamayriv Kori Ochor, the west, is called the back. Rishoni Yiso, Shevet Yehuda traveled first. Kishiroyin Ha'onon Mistalek, when Shevet Yehuda saw the cloud, the Amad Onon moving off the Mishkan, Toikin HaKahanim Bechatzoitzrois, the Kahanim blew with trumpets. Vinoisea Machane Yehuda Tchila. And the camp of Yehuda traveled first, which means they prepared to travel first. And when they traveled, they traveled the way they camped in a box formation. The Levim and the wagons which had the crush and the beams of the Mishkan in the middle, Degel Yehuda v'Mizrach, the camp of Yehuda in the east, and the camp of Reuven in the south, and the camp of Ephraim in the west, and the camp of Don in the north. Rashi is going according to the Manda Omar, Keteva Hayunosim, they would go in the formation of a box. Mizrahi is bothered by the fact that Rashi only mentions two things that have to be done before Yehuda would travel. First of all, they had to see the Onan leaving the Mishkan, and secondly, the Kahanim had to blow with the Chatzotzrois. But the Mizrahi asks that we see later in Rashi in Parshas Baal Oischa, that Moshe Rabbeinu also said, Kuma Hashem v'yafutzu oivecha, before Yehuda would travel. So why did Rashi only mention these two and not mention Moshe's statement of Kuma Hashem? And then after the two machanois, Vinosa Oil Moed, the Oil Moed, the Mishkan traveled, La'achar Shnei Degolim Halalu, after the two Degolim, the Degel of Yehuda and the Degel of Reuven, came the Oil Moed. Kashri Yachnu Ken Yiso, the way they camped was the way they traveled, Moshe Pirashti, just like I explained earlier. Halichosan Kachaniyosan, the way they traveled was the same way that they camped. Rashi is going with the pshat of Keteva Hoyu Mahalchin. Called Degel Mahalach Leruach HaKvuyeloi. Every Degel went according to the side that was set up for him. Al Yodoi, Zog Rashi Al Mekoimoi, each Shevet in its place. The Ein Loshin Yad Zoz Mimashmoi. And the language of Yad does not leave its simple meaning, it means a hand. Ruach Shel Tzidoi, the direction of his side, Karu Al Yodoi, is called Al Yodoi. Hasmuchaloi l'chol hashatas yodai, with respect to any reaching of his hand. So just like a hand is right near him, so too al yodai means his place, which is right near him. Ve'olov, and near him will be Mate Menashe. Kitagum like Targum says, udesmichan aloi, camping near the Shevet of Ephraim was Mate Menashe. Maskela David asks, why did Rashi have to explain that the word olav means near in this pasuk and not earlier in pasuk hey where it says v'achoinim olav mati yisachar? And he answers, because over there the pasuk says v'achoinim olav. It adds the word v'achoinim, so obviously it means near, because the pasuk cannot mean v'achoinim olav and camping on him was mati yisachar. It must mean camping near him was mati yisachar. But in this pasuk, where it does not say the word v'hachoinim, it only says ve'olav, so you might think that the pasuk is saying that Mate Menashe was greater than the Shevet of Ephraim. And the pasuk is saying ve'olav Mate Menashe. And above Mate Ephraim and greater than Mate Ephraim was Mate Menashe. Therefore Rashi says, no, ve'olav means over here the same thing it meant earlier. The ones who camped near Ephraim was the Shevet of Menashe.